February meeting of the Public Works Committee to order. If I can get a motion to approve the minutes from January 5th.
Make a motion.
Second.
You got a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Approved. Highway.
Morning, everyone.
Morning.
First item, requesting authorization to transfer $151,411.26 to future bridge projects from our Smith Hill Bridge project that was completed a few years ago. We have some money left in there we want to put into our future project.
Make a motion.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Next item, requesting authorization to transfer $1,276,103.04 to road improvement unassigned from road project funds. This was money that rolled over from 25 into 26. This will be for highway projects.
Motion.
Second.
Motion and second. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Right,
thank you. Next item, requesting authorization to transfer $50,000 to the spill prevention capital project from various existing capital projects, which they have surplus. This account is reserved for preparation of the United States Environmental Protection Agency spill prevention control and countermeasure plan for 13 DPW fueling locations. This plan must be prepared by a licensed engineer for any location that has more than 1,320 gallons of bulk petroleum products, which we do, stored on site. The plan needs to be renewed every 5 years, and the site plans are completed until 2030. In addition, the SPCC plan storage tanks are required to be inspected every 10 years, and there are 7 tanks that will need to be inspected this year. The SPCC plan costs $68,500, and the tank inspections will cost approximately another 20 grand. We do have the funds once we transfer.
I'll make a motion.
A second.
A motion and a second. Any further discussion? Fred?
Yeah. How much money is there in this capital project right now for the spills?
I don't know exactly. I know there's not enough for this, so we'll have to transfer in.
I would guess very, very little. We used to not carry a lot. We, do it by line item, not capital project.
Todd said we're basically down to zero, Fred, just because it's one of those things that come up so often.
Thank you.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Next item, requesting authorization for approval of a 5-year shared service contract for hauling equipment. This is with the cities, townships, and villages to be able to haul their equipment for them. They don't have the resources to help them out.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any other discussion?
I just have a quick question. Is there any cost to the municipality associated with it or?
No.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye. Okay.
Carried.
Okay. Next item, requesting authorization to enter into an agreement with CNS Engineering Incorporated for construction inspection services for County Route 4 bridge project that's coming up. This amount is in the amount of $425,000. This is funded through our project. We're going to have 1.5 people on site doing inspections. So one part-time and one full-time.
We have a motion.
I like.
Second.
Somebody second it? Second.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Hey, landfill.
So landfill stuff. So this first item is the recycling vents we have. Most of you folks are aware of. We've attached proposed 2026 Tioga County Earth Day sheet to the agenda for review. Hopefully you folks saw tentative dates and locations. The big question is we tend to alternate locations to try to make it fair for different residents. Do you want to point out one fact? So we do this at Irwin Transfer Station, the Whalen Transfer Station, Bath Landfill, and Hornell. We generally do 2 sites a year because of the costs associated with it. Just to give you guys some brief numbers, in 25, the Bath Landfill, we had 95 participants, and Irwin Transfer Station, we had 121. Hornell, the last time we did Hornell was in 24, and we had 85 participants. The last time we did Whalen, we had 45 participants, and that was 23. We're recommending that we keep it with Bath Landfill and Irwin. Irwin's obviously our biggest busy area that's consistent year after year. And it'd be up to you folks, you know, to decide if you want to try to give Wayland another chance. Again, it costs about $17,000 for Wayland, and we only had 45 attendees, where the next smallest attendees were Hornell, and that was 85, and that was about 21,000, 22,000. So, yeah, to do this event.
Just to be clear, you were referring to the tire days, or is this is the whole?
No, this is for paint, stuff like
oh,
that.
The paint. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have any problem pulling Wayland from it if they're not participating. I mean, I don't know how the rest of the committee feels about that. And then if they, you know,
so yeah,
Hornell's not too far of a throw.
Yeah, Hornell's got about almost double what Wayland did, but still, you know, and we're still only talking numbers. Like even at Irwin, when they have a pretty good turnout, they have 121 people. So, and the Bath Landfill's 95. So we could do it any which way. I mean, Irwin, I think we definitely should do it. I'll get in too big of a discussion just because of the numbers, the sheer numbers they've shown.
What do you think, Jack?
Yeah, it's tough in this environment. We used to make money, you know, back in the day, we'd make money on recycling, and now we pay quite a bit. I think definitely Bath and Irwin, if you're willing to do Hornell as well, to do three, I don't think it's, you know, necessarily a bad thing. It's just a matter of, you know, laying out that amount of cash for potentially lower participation is
right.
Tough.
Right.
Would you say, I'm sorry, go ahead, Fred.
Aren't the stores that sell paint supposed to take it back for recycling now by law?
They are.
They're pushing back on it, right?
I don't know if pushing back is the right word, but they're hard to find and come where they have the buff locations.
I think it's like what they did with the TVs, that, you know, the manufacturers or the big box stores had a requirement, but good luck navigating that. And finally, you just said it's cheaper for me to go up and pay at the landfill, you know, mm-hmm. pay the $15 at the landfill. In this case, if we're accepting it for free, it's easier for them to just come to us.
Can we push this through to the full legislature and let the full legislature make a decision on what they want to do with the?
We've never done it that way. It's always been a committee decision. It's under your authority. I mean, certainly, you know, if you think that the full legislature has, you know, feedback, you could ask. We could ask for that. Mm-hmm.
I think
what go ahead.
Oh, I would agree with dropping off Wayland, but I think you should leave Hornell as I have three locations.
But you were saying take off Bath, Wayland, and
oh no. Keep Bath, keep Irwin. And then if you want to choose Wayland or Hornell, that's up to you, knowing that it's gonna cost you another $20,000 to add that location. But if the committee wants that investment for another location, that's certainly your call.
I think we remove Wayland for now and then go from there.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
I said I would say let's remove Wayland for now and then go from there.
So try to do three locations, yeah, that we can do it financially.
Yeah.
Right?
But, yeah, I think it's certainly up to the committee. I would say can you estimate the cost of this ahead of time, or is it it's just based on volume of what people bring?
Volume, 25, 60, 70 grand if you did three locations, probably.
Okay. So you're adding another 20K. And so I guess a question for the committee is, if you want to have that third location, it's an extra 20,000. If you're comfortable with that, then
should be right around another 20. Yeah.
And then where's that extra 20 guy come from?
From the
landfill
enterprise fund budget.
So, Paul, is that your motion to do the three?
Yeah, I'll make a motion to remove Wayland.
I'm second it.
We got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Okay. Thank you. Excuse me. Next item, requesting authorization to hold the annual roadside cleanup weeks. Waive the tipping fees for local municipalities for the tires and debris collected during the annual roadside cleanup weeks. Municipalities will be allowed to dispose of 20 tons of garbage and 10 tons of passenger tires collected during this routine garbage maintenance activity.
Good.
So just like, do you, yeah, we would need a motion just like previous weeks. The towns coordinate with Billy, Steve.
Schedule, yeah, we schedule a time and date.
Schedule. It's not open-ended. Towns have been really good, from my understanding, to work with. We had a couple hiccups the first couple of years we did this that, you know, it's not bringing tractor-trailer upon tractor-trailer worth of stuff for no fees, but want the roadsides clean, so... No, it seemed to work very well. Yeah. Towns,
some of
my knowledge, are very appreciative of it.
They take advantage of it pretty good.
So we have a motion or question?
Just kind of a general question. How many towns, do you know how many towns participate in this still?
17.
17. Okay.
Okay, Shannon made a motion. We need a second.
I'll second it.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
Okay. Next item, requesting authorization to reduce the posted $3 a tire fee for passenger tires up to 20 inches to $1 tire fee. This program is to provide the residents of the county to help in getting old tires off the back out of the backyards and residential properties. We scheduled this week for July 13th through the 18th, so there is a timeline, obviously. Last year, we recycled 14,337 tires. We spent a total of $57,747. So landfill cost, we collected $14,337 at that discounted rate. So the landfill cost, or the cost to the landfill, was $43,410 for this event. Again, another great event, getting rid of tires that are sitting around on properties, vacant properties. We seem to run into them a lot or see them a lot. So. Mm-hmm.
But there's a cost to it to the county. So you want to reduce the rate?
We're reducing the rate, taking it down to a dollar, and then in return that creates a cost to the county. It's definitely we're doing it for the residents.
Eric, I think he's only talking for that 1 week.
You're correct. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's our current tire rate?
$3.
$3 tire for 20 inches and smaller.
Thanks. Yeah, we've done that in the past, the dollar days. So yeah.
Yep.
No motion.
I'll second it.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
So the next.
Hold on, Eric.
Oops, sorry.
I just have a question for you. It might even be a question for Lisa when it comes to that. I know that $3, we've raised the tipping fee, you know, tonnage over the years. Does that $3 still cover our cost normally? I know not this week, but I'm talking on a normal. Like when I bring tires there from my shop, is that $3 still?
That's
just never been raised since I've been here.
Yeah, based on what I'm going to read you folks here coming up, there might be some shortfalls with some of that stuff that we're going to try to address.
Right.
So to answer your question, I'm thinking it may not completely, depending on how many times we handle them and move them and so forth. But everybody all set?
Yep.
So what do we do with the tires? Do you send them for... Do you send the tires out? Is there somebody that takes them for us?
Yes,
or
Bob.
Or are you burying them in the landfill?
No. We send them out, Bob. They go, we put it out to bid, and then who got it last year? Get her done got it last year and the year before, I believe. And they haul them. They recycle them.
You'll see them on your local playgrounds at the schools and those sort of stuff once they chip them.
Chips up.
Artificial turf they use it for, they said. They provide it for those folks.
I've got them in my indoor arena. Exactly. Yeah. My horse is burn rubber.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Cell construction.
Walking floor trailers.
Oh. I got D there for that. That's that. Do I not have it in here? For the bits? So this next item is requesting authorization to purchase two 2027 Titan walking floor refuse trailers for $140,538.54 each from Houston Galveston Area Council National Cooperative. Purchasing has reviewed and recommended this purchase. Last year price was about $131,563 each, so they have gone up a little bit. We've purchased our last 8 trailers from these folks as well, so we know we've gotten a decent product.
Was this budgeted?
Yes.
Do we have a motion?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
Thank you. Okay. So discussion on the landfill, where we're at with that. So we completed cells 7 and 8 in 2024 and anticipated they will be at capacity by December of 29. That's what's projected. Our practice has always been to construct the next cells 2 years in advance of the existing cells being filled to allow for construction and New York State DEC approvals, as the regulations have gotten a little bit tighter and more involved. Keeping with this practice, we are ready to construct cell 6A. We'll be requesting authorization to go out for bid this for this expansion, but we wanted to review the cash flow projections for 25 to 31 for the landfill before the approval, or the review, I should say. The tonnages are based on the actual 23 and 25 waste receipts for the transfer station and landfill. We utilized 25's tonnage of 161,948 tons for the estimated 26 through 31 tonnage, the values of them. The expenses are comprised of the annual O&M, day-to-day operations, capital expenses, and landfill expansion expenses, such as like the cell construction. The annual expenses utilize an actual expense for 23 and 25. We took a 3-year average to calculate this 2026 expenses and then applied a 2% annual increase into 2031 just to cover some costs that'll, whether it's employment, stuff like that. We haven't financed cell construction since cells 1 and 2 and have steadily increased the fund balance to a cash positive position. This enabled us to pay cash for cells 3, 4, 7, and 8. As a result, we have pulled our cash down and need to replenish it. This leads us into the revenue component of this, you know, this discussion or analysis. We utilized waste breakdown tonnage from the above applied to current 2026 tipping fees and determined that the anticipated revenue for 2026 you folks should see on your charts or on your spreadsheets we printed for you. The revenue estimate for 2027 through 2031 are calculated based on internal calculations to pay the operations anticipated bond payment. Bond payment being if we were to, you know, borrow $5 million to $4.9 to complete this project or to help fund this project. We are anticipating a higher than normal increase to the gate rate in order to fulfill those expenses and obligations associated with those, with the bond and with the raises. The highlighted areas of your attachments represent cash flow at the proposed rate increases. Those annual revenues remain in a cash positive position during the finance period. We will be able to adjust these revenues calculations once we establish the true cost for the cell construction. We haven't gone out for bid, so this was based on some conservative numbers from our architect or engineering firm. So this moves us into the conversation about the cash actually on hand or cash and projections. The cash on hand is revenue less expenses. Our current analysis shows continued sustainable growth. Our overall goal is to provide a sustainable financial plan that will allow us to provide a safe and environmental viable solid waste system for the residents of the county, for us folks. We also have a few notes. What we're ultimately looking to do with this group is get approval, one, to go out to bid so we can see where the real numbers fall. And two, that there is going to be a potential for a gate rate raise amongst other services provided through the landfill we're going to have to raise to make these numbers work that you, on your charts you guys are looking at. The state average municipalities with flow control, like if we spoke of a flow control thing, they're about an average of $98. Our gate rate, we're suggesting or requesting to be able to go to possibly $60 across the board for everybody. State gate rate for garbage, state average for municipalities without flow control is at $65. So we're still below the average for municipality landfills if we stay at that $60 mark for just the gate rate piece. So our suggestion would be to have garbage January 1 of 2027 potentially go to $60 a ton from the current 52. And it also would affect our rates that are listed there for CD, sludge, asbestos, et cetera, would go up 15% as well.
For the new people, can you explain what flow control means?
So flow control, in essence, is we make anybody taking care of any garbage that's in Steuben County or the chain of command or chain of custody of that garbage comes directly to our landfill. They don't have a choice. We spoke with BNL. So someone that may be close to Allegheny
BNL
County.
BNL is Barton and LaJudas, which is our engineering firm.
Yes. Yeah. BNL is our engineering firm that we've used for quite a while. They've done a wonderful job for us. So if someone is close to Allegheny County, they may want to take it to Casella because it's less trucking. If we enforced flow control, they'd have to come to us and not be able to go to Casella anymore. There is some details to work out with it, obviously, but it would force that garbage to stay with us. Our concern, or some of our concern, is upping this gate rate to $60 a ton. It may steer some of our outside garbage flow that we get and we have contracted. For example, Allegheny County, they give us 600 ton roughly a year, and at a very discounted rate of like $27 a ton.
Which is barely covering our operating expenses.
Yeah, it's just not cutting the nut. So they're one example. What's another one? MBI? Casella. So 20,000 tons, Casella trucking. They're at 38 currently. We go to 60. We have concerns of them possibly going somewhere else because it becomes unequal for them. So that's, again, where the flow control would come in and force these folks, in essence, to bring it to us.
So for newer legislators and even not so newer legislators, about 15 years ago, we had a conversation. The legislature had a conversation about implementing flow control and ultimately decided not to do it. It was the subject of a Supreme Court case, and there are many. So a county can implement flow control. As Eric said, there are more than a handful of counties in New York State that do that. So any waste produced in Steuben County has to come to the Steuben County landfill. So that's not a new thing. The other thing, I think, or a couple things. The legislature last year had already approved the 26 and 27 rates. The 26 rates that were approved, or 27 rate that was approved, was 55. We are recommending, not today to change it, but for discussion purposes and modeling these revenues, to go to 60, amend that from 55 to 60. Eric, Steve, Billy, everyone's done, Andy, just everyone's, and Chris Brewer's been Johnny on the spot on this. We've been talking about this for a few months. We are we're not in a good cash position as we were many, many years ago. Like Eric said, we were able to pay cash for landfill expansions for a couple decades without bonding. But the last cell construction, the last cell constructed at the landfill cost $18 million. We got into some challenging subsoils that required more excavation, more backfill. We were told this was an anomaly. BNL, again, they're great, but they project very conservatively. Last time they told us, well, this cell's expensive, you know, next one might be $10 million or something. If it was $10 million, we're in a better cash position. They're estimating that it'll be $17 to $18 million. Again, I think that's very conservative, but like Eric said, until we go to bid, we don't know. But what we do know is that we are in a very challenging cash. We need to generate more cash. We've done, I think, what we can on the expense side. Eric found a tip fee sheet from the early 90s, and in 1994, the gate rate per ton was $57, which precipitously dropped into the 30s over the next few years in the 90s. If you look at our comparison against other municipal landfills, we haven't kept up with inflation in terms of what we're charging. So that's why we wanted to put this on the table to start discussing that, you know, we do have concerns that without adjusting revenues and adjusting rates, we're not going to generate enough cash to keep this going as the years go on without just best case scenario. If we don't do some pretty significant adjustments, in my opinion, then best case we can do is limp along, make the bond payment, get to basically a break-even standpoint, and then have to issue another bond once we have to construct another cell. I think we need more cash on hand to be able to operate.
That's I have a question. So how many cells can we potentially still build on the land that we have for the county?
We have at least 50 years.
50, yeah, okay. So right now we're currently filling up a cell every couple of years.
At four to five years.
Bob?
If the our permit with the state, when we last renewed it, we got flow control in there, but we didn't implement flow control. If that wasn't in our state permit, we wouldn't be able to do flow control.
And you still,
at least we have that option.
You still can. That is for, you know, the legislature back years ago decided not to. That is an option for you.
But we did get it in our state permit, so we can do it.
You can. You have to pass a local law to do that.
Yeah.
Jeff?
I know I'm not on this committee, but I would like to say out loud that I recommend what Jack's saying and what the whole Department of Public Works is saying is when something's paid off, we don't want to refinance it.
No.
And that's basically what you're doing. You know, if the cells have been being able to be paid for, we need to change what we're bringing in so that they can continue to be paid for. You know, it's like your house. Once it's paid off, you don't want to refinance it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's the same deal here. We don't want to refinance something we haven't had to refinance in 20 years.
Fred?
Yeah, a couple things. I know there's been a concern expressed to me about the county land bank, the number of houses they're proposing for demolition, the tip fee being waived for all of those. And those typically fill up a cell quicker than normal garbage is brought in. And we're not recovering costs when we waive the tip fees for those. So perhaps Chris can better.
Sure. Thanks, Fred. That. So yeah, you know, that has been discussed at land bank meetings. The current grant that we're working in right now, we do not account for tip fees. On a typical residential demo, we're looking at 200 to 300 tons in that range. Not too much, but it's still enough. But going forward, we're definitely going to look at either paying landfill gate rate or going to an outside Casella for C&D and start looking at it different ways. But yes, we have always done it internally as an in-kind donation.
Okay, thank you.
If we pass this flow control, you would not be able to take it somewhere else. Is that correct?
Well, there's a Hakes.
There's Hakes is in Irwin. Right. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Right. Go there.
Just wanted to clarify that.
Because, you know, thinking about it, there's no component of gas making when you demo a house and put it into a cell.
Mm-hmm.
The whole right. point is, you know, it's not really doing the landfill any good.
Right. Thank you.
Is there any liability to us telling somebody they have to bring their garbage to us? I mean, is that any?
Well
and through the court.
Liability. No, no legal.
I know this strict, might sound goofy, but a truck driver that gets in an accident because he's headed to our landfill says, well, you told me I have to.
Yeah, no, it's, I mean, I think with all the governmental immunities that we have, I mean, we'd have to do something pretty egregious to the route, I would say, you know, to be liable because there are so many municipalities. Now, back when we looked at it, I think there were only like two or three municipalities or counties in New York State that had flow control. Now there are a lot. I'm not worried from that standpoint. The practical impact that it would have, you would hear from, we have a number of municipalities, one of your largest cities that has a contract and trucks their garbage out of county. Rates would go up in comparison to what they have. So I think you'd hear more from the residents.
Fred?
Yeah, the other concern I had, there are haulers that are picking up garbage in our county that are taking it out of the county. Am I correct?
Yeah. Estimate was about 25,000 tons going out of the county, Steve. Yeah.
Yeah. In one of those is... Is hauler that doesn't address recyclables.
Bob?
Now, if, say, Casella walks, takes 20,000 tons out of there, are we still going to cash flow?
Not if we don't, from what the numbers are showing now, and Chris can correct me, but not if we don't.
If you do the raises and they walk, that's why they'll walk, is the raises.
And
so if you lose 20,000 tons, We're not going to cash flow even with these raises.
I would agree with that. And at that point, at least from a staff standpoint, I would be coming to you probably very likely suggesting that you consider flow control.
Mm-hmm. I just wonder locally, do Chemung and Broome counties have flow control?
Nah, I don't believe so, no. No, and Chemung's landfill is privatized. They don't own it anymore. And does Broome own theirs?
They
Mr. Van Etten? So this is what we call an enterprise fund, and when we have to run it like a business, okay? If we're not bringing in enough revenues to cover the costs and the investments for expansion, then we have to increase the revenues. We do some things that we know we're losing money on, like the whole recyclables bit. We could just drop that, but we do it as a service to the public, even though we're losing money on the damn thing. So I have no problem raising rates. I wish we could raise the rates for some of these beneficial rates that these large haulers are getting, like Allegheny shut down their landfill and now they bring their stuff to us. So why they get a preferred rate is beyond me.
They're in discussion with M2 offline. They're aware that we're looking into upping the rates. They know they've been having a sweetheart deal, if you will, for quite a while now.
So we've gone through and looked at all outside contracts, and you know, Billy did a good job forecasting. I'm pretty sure everything is done after 27. I don't think we're contracted out past that. So all that's been configured into the pro forma here.
Mm-hmm. So what we wanted to do is put this on your radar just as information and discussion purposes. We would recommend, if you're comfortable, authorization to issue the bid for the new cell. Barton and LaJude is based on timing. Eric has shared that, you know, we might find a sweet spot. There's a lot of earth movers that are working on that Micron project. We might, if we issue now, we're going to hopefully find a sweet spot where we can get some good competition. And to Eric's point, I think that would give us a true idea of what the cell is going to cost. How conservative is that $17 million estimate?
Right.
If it comes back and we get bids in $12 million, okay, then this all changes and things look better.
So that's basically what you're looking for now is a motion to
if you're comfortable
to go into
issue bid.
Issue bid. The request for proposal. We have a motion. Yeah. Shannon, do we have a second?
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
Thank you. And good job to all these folks for putting this together. We're in different times where we're not as flush as we used to be in this enterprise fund.
Can I ask one more question?
Sure.
So if we're sitting on large reserves at the county, which is separate from the landfill, are we able to loan money?
You
the enterprise and have them pay us interest.
Great minds think bank. Alike, you and Chris.
Yeah,
and Chris researched this.
We had law, finance look into it. So the general fund can loan money, but up to 12 months is what I'm being told.
Okay.
There's always, that's how we've been looking at it. Every angle you can, because you know, to clarify, the bond for this next one would be an $18 million bond. That's what we used in the pro forma, and then $2 million interest, so $20 million total. Nobody wants to be in that position,
right?
So
the other option that we've talked about internally, and again, it's an enterprise fund that, just like the healthcare facility former, we want to cash flow itself separately from the county. You do have an option to appropriate general fund to offset some of those costs, should you choose.
Mm-hmm.
That is an option now. It's not a loan, but if at any point in time the enterprise fund is sitting on a bunch of cash, I'm not aware of any restrictions of a transfer back to general fund. But Chris had the idea of if we have the cash, why don't we charge ourselves the interest again, you know, against the general fund? We can't do that within these time frames.
Kelly?
What consideration are we giving to long term? How many more cells can we build at the property that we own, and have we built that into our cash flow projection?
We haven't done the pro forma out that long, but we have at least 50 years. And knowing the adjacent landowner who sold us the land to get us a good amount of those years, we feel pretty confident that we'll be able to strike a deal to keep that going, but we have a minimum of 50.
Thank you.
Well, where's this next cell going to go? Is it going further back, or are we going
further north, east and north? Toward
so on the land that we purchased, is this cell going to be on that?
Yes.
Okay.
If you're coming in the landfill, be to the come up and to the left.
And just for all the new legislators, anytime, as long as I've been here, anytime that we get an opportunity to purchase land around the entire facility, we do it. We bought homes, we bought mobile homes. We do everything to increase the buffer zone around that landfill.
Yeah, because we have had incidents of, it, no big issues, but of someone's pool or someone's pond turning bright blue.
Yeah,
we have had things like that. That if we own the property around it, to Jeff's point on liability, that saves us.
If I remember right, we had one where we wanted to pretty up one of our ponds up there.
That's the one.
Dye in it.
And
the neighbor's spigot turned that color.
Had some water that was pretty blue for a little bit, but we fixed it.
Yeah. But it's the neighbor's spigot turned blue.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't put dye in the ponds anymore.
I just heard that question, Miss Shannon. If you get a chance to have Steve or somebody take you on a tour up there, it's pretty amazing what they do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that goes for any folks, anybody that wants to, even folks that have been here. Obviously,
leachate treatment.
We can set something up for sure. Hey, well,
you got to take them to leachate treatment. Yes.
Yep, that'd be great. Yeah, sure.
Okay, bid. So if the rest of the committee is okay with it, can we just do all these one motion, all three together?
We're set to go to bid then for
yes.
Yes, okay. Yes, for everybody else. So I'll do the bids now then. Closed door or horizontal baler. We recommend awarding this the lowest bidder to Reaction Distributing Inc. in the amount of $105,989. Last baler we purchased was in 2020. That cost about $82,000. So there's been a bit of an increase. This current baler is in the worst shape of all of our balers, with operational, with the electronics, the components and stuff on it. Some of it was called out on a safety inspection as well. So it's a good upgrade. Next one, asphalt concrete, FOB, plant site specific purchase, quantity range. We recommend awarding to multiple bidders based on location and availability. We're looking at an increase of about 4 to 6% across all these bids from last year too, just as a reference point. Next one, cleaning, wash, and sealing bridges. We recommend awarding the lowest bidder, DD and N Contract and LLC, in the amount of $286,107.50. This is a 73% increase from last year's bid. And for the new legislators, we wash our bridges for some obvious reasons with the salt that's put down. And we try to also gives us a chance to inspect them when they're getting cleaned. So that's something we've done every year as well. So that's all of them.
And everything's budgeted?
Yes.
Yep. Do we have a motion?
Motion.
And a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any other discussion? Oh. Yeah, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carries.
It's everything.
Just before you step away, I just want to commend the highway department for our old-fashioned snowstorm. With the luckily we didn't get the 18 inches, but I think they did a phenomenal job keeping things opened up the best they could. With the rates that are coming down and stuff, they did a good job. And how are we on salt?
We're doing well. Todd's done a good job staying in communication with our vendor. They said keep the POs coming in. We won't. There's been a lot of rumors and stuff jumping around, but they've committed to us on the phone. And thus far, they've been fulfilling what they've committed. So. And then another good note about that storm, there wasn't any safety incident, any issue with trucks, really. We had one guy get in the ditch a little bit, but they did a wonderful job to your point with that, outside of just clearing snow. So
thanks. Make sure you tell them all we say thank you as well.
I will. I sure will.
Fred?
Where do we stand on our FEMA project as far as getting them completed? I know there's two bridges that got to be built yet.
Harder, Harder, the Wall,
Can of Steel.
And Red Spring. Red Springs in the process of we're finalizing design notes right now with Fisher. Harder, that's moving still, right? They're in land acquisition right now for Harder, so that's they've got to purchase a little bit of pieces to make it bigger and move it. Are they're going downstream with it away from Wheatcraft's house? So they're moving it down from Wheatcraft's a little bit, which is good because it'll allow us to keep that open and Wheatcraft's can get across there, which I may have mentioned to you, Fred. So that shouldn't be too big of an inconvenience to them other than noise and construction guys right on the other side of the bridge there. But and then the wall, where are we at with 129, Ted? Okay. So 129 in the Army Corps' review. They were our last one, right, to kick back? Till they do.
Oh, okay.
So they're moving. It's not as fast as we'd like, but with the change in administration and different things going on, it kind of bubbled stuff. And we also were assigned some new reps. So our one rep, she operates out of where? St. Thomas. So she's been great, wonderful. They all have. It's just a more of a process, and they're kind of getting their feet on the ground and some internal changes within FEMA, I imagine.
All of the roads that were damaged have been taken care of now.
Yeah, for the most part, we still have a little bit of rock placement, right, that we had left over. So for those that didn't hear, Todd, 21 is completely complete, and 24, we're working on some stuff around bridges still with rack and placement and armor.
Right, thank you.
What's the wall going to cost?
What the estimate for, well, just under four? Yeah.
Around 4 million. Okay.
As it stands now, by the time we get it out to bid, who knows?
Yeah.
That's
That's the estimate. Yep.
yeah.
supposed to be totally funded between state and federal.
That one is yes, because that's out of 2021.
Yes, okay. Thank
24
you.
is a different story.
That's the best way to fix it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Kelly?
I just want
The
to say
microphone?
tomorrow is
Kelly?
Nick's birthday.
Microphone?
Oh, come on. Tomorrow is Nick's birthday, so be sure to wish him happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Nick.
We could have had cake if we'd known.
Yeah. There's Wednesday.
Hers is Wednesday.
Oh.
Yeah.
Motion to adjourn.
Yeah, motion adjourned. Do we have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned.